Today is Easter Friday, the 25th of April. Noreen Nerean, with the monks of Glenstall Abbey, sing a song in Irish, telling the story of the discovery of the empty tomb and proclaiming the resurrection. As you begin to pray today, listen to the joy, the deep desire expressed in this music to share the good news of the resurrection, to share the hope and the joy that it brings. Today's reading is from the Gospel of John.
After these things, Jesus showed himself again to the disciples by the Sea of Tiberias. And he showed himself in this way. Gathered there together were Simon Peter, Thomas, called the Twin, Nathanael of Cana in Galilee, the sons of Zebedee, and two others of his disciples. Simon Peter said to them, I am going fishing. They said to him, We will go with you. They went out and got into the boat, but that night they caught nothing. Just after daybreak, Jesus stood on the beach, but the disciples did not know that it was Jesus. Jesus said to them, Children, you have no fish, have you? They answered him, No. He said to them, Cast the net to the right side of the boat, and you will find some. So they cast it, and now they were not able to haul it in because there were so many fish. The disciple whom Jesus loved said to Peter, "It is the Lord." When Simon Peter heard that it was the Lord, he put on some clothes, for he was naked, and jumped into the sea. But the other disciples came in the boat, dragging the net full of fish, for they were not far from the land, only about 100 yards off. When they had gone ashore, they saw a charcoal fire there, with fish on it and bread. Jesus said to them, "Bring some of the fish that you have just caught." So Simon Peter went aboard and hauled the net ashore, full of large fish, 153 of them. And though there were so many, the net was not torn. Jesus said to them, "Come and have breakfast."
Once again, it's in ordinary, familiar places that Jesus appears to his followers, on the road, at a meal, in the mundane setting of ordinary work. For me, today, what are the places and settings in which I most want to feel Jesus present with me? Here we see Jesus giving support to his friends when their own efforts seem to have been completely fruitless. What will I be doing today that may be a chance for me to do that, to give support and help to others in that same way? Notice how Jesus invites his friends to give something of their own, their fish, as a sharing in companionship with him. What things of my own, what gifts and abilities of mine, might he be asking me to share, so that others may know him and be encouraged by him? As you hear this lakeside scene retold, listen to how Jesus, in his dealings with these friends of his, moves from questioning to prompting to invitation.
After these things, Jesus showed himself again to the disciples by the Sea of Tiberias. And he showed himself in this way. Gathered there together were Simon Peter, Thomas, called the twin, Nathanael of Cana in Galilee, the sons of Zebedee, and two others of his disciples. Simon Peter said to them, "I am going fishing." They said to him, "We will go with you." They went out and got into the boat, but that night they caught nothing. Just after daybreak, Jesus stood on the beach, but the disciples did not know that it was Jesus. Jesus said to them, "Children, you have no fish, have you?" They answered him, "No." He said to them, "Cast the net to the right side of the boat, and you will find some." So they cast it, and now they were not able to haul it in, because there were so many fish. The disciple whom Jesus loved said to Peter, "It is the Lord." When Simon Peter heard that it was the Lord, he put on some clothes, for he was naked, and jumped into the sea. But the other disciples came in the boat, dragging the net full of fish, for they were not far from the land, only about 100 yards off. When they had gone ashore, they saw a charcoal fire there, with fish on it and bread. Jesus said to them, "Bring some of the fish that you have just caught." So Simon Peter went aboard and hauled the net ashore, full of large fish, 153 of them. And though there were so many, the net was not torn. Jesus said to them, "Come and have breakfast."
How would I answer an invitation from Jesus to come and be with me? What response do I want to make now? Glory be to the Father,
and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.